Hello and welcome to episode 350 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. For this very special episode, I am Doug and I am joined here by Simon. How are you doing, Simon?
Oh, you scared me. I thought we were getting a special guest for the first time. I was all prepared for it the way you set that up. I was like, oh, I'm good, Doug. I have lots to discuss with you since you've been kind of AWOL in this show for a little while.
That's true. I have been on a couple of trips this past month, so I've been AWOL for at least 2 weeks total
Now,
of
one of them I
the
do
time.
know about, so I'm going to ask about one of them,
Okay.
which is Ireland.
Yes. Ireland was it was an amazing trip. That there was I don't think I had a meal without alcohol in it, but
Sounds good to
that's just the way they are in Ireland. It's their culture. They do a lot of drinking. But yeah, it was amazing. Not everything dealt with drinking on the trip. Went to Trinity College, which right in the heart of Dublin, which has a very old library. Had lots of old, like a book from like the 800s. It
Wow.
was pretty incredible. It was a beautiful country with many great people and just a wonderful trip.
Now, I just realized I do know about the second trip.
Okay, yes.
How's your mom?
My mom is very good. She was very happy to see I hadn't seen her since well, she came up for my son Dylan's play in March, but that was the last time I saw her, so going down, spent a week down in North Carolina with family. It was nice.
And you didn't come back with an accent.
No, I will not take that southern drawl from North Carolina.
So I had quite an experience today. Not like a big experience, but an experience that. So I went to visit my daughter, who's away at university, which you do know.
Yes.
So we went downtown and I went shopping, of course, and we'll get to that later in the show. And I walked around the store, didn't find Lost Junction, because that's what I was looking for. Still looking for Lost Junction. I'll find it one day. I did pick up a couple things on the way out, and they were a dollar each. That always makes me happy.
Yes.
So I walked further up the street because I've been to Peterborough in probably 10 years, and so I went up and I met and had this like thrift shop kind of thing, and
Okay.
I met this lovely man. I was just talking to him. He's like, "Oh, have you ever been to this flea market?" I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know there was a flea market nearby." And he's like, "Yeah, it's about a 20-minute drive from where here." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I went and had lunch, which was not good, but it wasn't bad. Just I wouldn't recommend it to people, and that's fine. So then we went to this flea market. So we got in the car. My daughter drives because she hasn't driven in a while. She wanted to drive. I think I know where people go to die, Doug.
Oh yeah.
They go to these flea markets. I don't think anybody goes to.
And that's where they go to die? They just
Oh, they just sit there all day.
Okay.
Like maybe it's only open on Sundays. I don't know. I think maybe it's, I don't know, it was open today. I didn't check the hours, but I think it's only open on weekends. But literally, they have these smelly booths that look like nobody's bought anything in 20 years.
Okay.
And
Maybe
some
they
of them
may
are so disoriented. I'm like, how could you buy anything here? You couldn't find anything to buy.
Maybe they do it just to meet people, just to say hi. Who
Oh, they did.
knows?
Everybody was very friendly, said hi. But the stench in that place, oh my God. And the dust. So I'm wandering around, going through stalls, not finding anything at all. And I finally find something of interest. It's an old. Do you remember the first Fantastic Four movies? Not the Corman one, the one with Jessica Alba.
Yes.
I saw a gigantic thing, which I love Fantastic Four, we know. And I picked it up. I'm like, $40? And I'm like, yeah, I'll just put that right back down. I'm like, dude, there's no box on this. It's worth maybe $5, maybe 10. $40. And I looked
Damn.
around. I'm like, yeah, you guys are all going to die here. That's all I'm thinking. But DVDs were all a dollar, I will say.
Okay.
I bought nothing there. And then I went to one of those thrift shops. I mean, you would call it a Savers or a Goodwill, whatever. We have our own version. And I went to their DVD rack and I got upset because none of it was in order. It was all miscellaneous. Just
Okay.
pisses me off to no end.
That could be
And it
fun to look
was
through, though.
$3. I'm like, this is just common titles. Nobody had dumped their Criterion collection, so I wasn't that really that excited. Because that's what I'm looking for, some guy's wife getting a divorce and just getting rid of his whole Criterion collection up
Just
there.
get rid of all of that.
I'm hoping. And that's about all that's happened in the last month, other than I'm on strike again as of
Well, that
Friday.
sucks.
Well, I've got beside myself. I don't know what to do. So I just do podcasts with random people. Now I just call them, send out free Skype links to anybody that wants them. And if they show up, I got something to do.
Okay.
So I've watched lots of movies. Well, not really, because I've only been one day on strike, but it'll pick up as the
It'll
week
pick
goes
up.
on.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to get into some movie talk, I'm ready. I'm ready if you are.
Do we have to?
We don't have to, but then our listeners might be upset as to why we're a movie review podcast if.
Oh, is that what I'm here for? I've done so
Yes.
many of these without you, I've just got confused.
That's fair. I have been away. If you want, we could talk about Alien Earth. I don't know if you've watched all of
No,
that.
movies. Movies,
Movies?
no.
Okay.
Good try,
All right
though.
then. Well, our first movie will be Nobody 2, directed by
Oh.
Timo Taranto, starring Bob Odenkirk, Connie Nielsen, John Ortiz, Colin Hanks, Christopher Lloyd, the RZA, and Sharon Stone. If you want, I'll go first here, and
It's all
I will
yours.
say I had fun with this. It's not a great movie by any stretch of the imagination, but I did have a lot of fun. I love Bob Odenkirk as the lead of something. He looked like he was having fun here.
Yeah, he's
Colin
getting a
Hanks,
paycheck.
yes, but he also looked like he was having fun. He brought the humor to it. Colin Hanks was a despicable turd in this movie that I loved his demise, just not from any of the heroes or anything, just kind of out of nowhere, just being taken out by his own people for being incompetent. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I think I gave this like a 2.5 or a 3 out of 5, just for fun.
Wow, I'll help you out a little bit on this with some of your lifting problems.
Okay.
The story is very basic on this. That was my basic problem. It was a
Oh, yes.
very, very basic story. It reminded me of a lot of those bad 80s. I go rent them off the shelves for $1.99 on a Thursday because I have nothing else to do. And people, if you want to know, I'm laughing. Doug now has opened his kitchen fridge to
Yep,
take
getting
stuff
a bottle of
out.
water.
And it's making me laugh because all I see behind him is this random fridge opening. So back to
Yep.
where I was. Oh, the action was fine. I didn't think it was
Yeah.
great. I just thought it was okay. Sharon Stone eats more scenery than I've eaten cookies in a month. Oh my
Yes.
God, she is just on fire. Connie Nielsen's the usual. I mean, it's just, I don't really know where they wanted to go with this. Christopher Lloyd, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of over him.
I think in this one they kind of wanted to expand maybe Connie Nielsen's character a
They
bit,
do. They definitely do.
show that she has military training or something. I don't think it was needed, but I thought it was a fun kind of addition to the story. But I also agree with Bob Odenkirk. You don't touch somebody else's kids.
Oh, I'm with them.
Once the guy slapped his daughter on the back of the head, I'm like, well, everything that happens is now deserved
I
100%.
100%
And
agree with you on that one.
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think the movie is fine. I don't want anybody to think I think it's great. I got really bored because I just found it very predictable. I felt it lacked the depth I enjoyed on the first one. And it's
Okay.
just things I missed from the first one. I wanted more of the first one. Some more better, like that bus action scene does not exist in this one. Is the boat supposed to be the bus?
I was thinking the arcade was the bus.
It
But
still wasn't that good, you know? I
okay.
just thought it was weak dialogue, clink, like, I don't know what the word, cliched.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree with you. I just had fun. I love, like you said, those old 80s action movies.
Right. No.
And
I'm not saying don't watch this. I'm just saying it's not good.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
I gave it a 2 out of 5. And I
Okay.
mean, people, if you watch the first one, you can watch this. Just, it's not as good.
Fair.
And that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I don't want a third one.
I would watch a third one. But Bob Odenkirk has written another action movie, I think directed or co-writing with the guy who wrote the first Nobody.
Oh, good.
And
That might be better.
it's called Normal, about a guy who becomes a sheriff in a small town, starring Bob Odenkirk. So we'll have to see.
Can't
All right.
wait. Look at my surprise face.
Nothing excites you.
Oh,
Well,
there are things that excite me.
okay. Well,
Meeting
could it?
Doug in person would excite me.
And that might happen. You never know.
I doubt it.
Well, our next movie is Highest to Lowest, directed by Spike Lee, starring Denzel Washington and Jeffrey Wright.
Okay. I gotta say, thank you. I enjoyed the first one when I saw it years ago. Spike does a very good take on this. I gotta say, I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. And
Okay.
I thought Spike takes it to new levels. And you know why I think Spike takes it? It's the shooting style. He has a beautiful shot selection in this. I find this is a Spike Lee movie I enjoy. Me and Spike have a love-hate relationship. I love this movie. I love the way it works. I like its quick pace. I find it moves quickly. And I like that. The other one doesn't move as fast. The other one's about 4 hours, I think. If I remember, no, Redbeard, 4 hours. It's a long movie. I like the
Yes.
action when it happens. Denzel can never do any wrong with me. He is always amazing. And I find this film works, even though I'd already seen it. It's a remake. It works for me perfectly because of great shot selection by Spike, quick dialogue, and amazing, talented Denzel Washington. And I love
Yes.
everything about it. I love the ending. The ending works for me. It made sense to me from what he does for a living that he would pick up on that in 2 seconds. And I give him credit. Like, Spike, good work. I mean, I thought we were done after the Santa Ana film. I was done with Spike Lee because that just, I really
Okay.
hated that film. But I'm right back on board. Soundtrack was great. I thought the characters were good. I like all the interactions in the records. The record, whatever, office, I guess, is what I'm looking at. And stuff like that. I had a great time. Absolutely phenomenal movie. 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, I'm close to you. I think I gave it 4 out of 5. I
Right.
really enjoyed this.
I might have given it a 4. Who knows? Check my extra features podcast on Letterboxd. You'll get my full scores.
Spike Lee, I think he directs a hell of like a tense like
Yeah.
chase scene. The whole scene on the subway where they're
Oh,
transporting the money,
good.
just phenomenally shot. I agree with you that Denzel was great. For me, though, I think the all-star performance was Jeffrey Wright. I think Jeffrey
Oh,
Wright
yeah, it was good.
stole every scene that he was in. He seemed to be, to me, to be the one actor who was not intimidated by being in a scene with Denzel. I think it was just, I don't know. Like you said, I enjoy the Kurosawa original High and Low better. There was also a scene in here that kind of took me out a little bit, when Denzel is talking to his son in the bedroom where his son's reading him the riot act for not just putting up the money to get his friend back. In the background of that scene, you see the Kamala Harris poster, and I'm like, oh, so this was filmed during the election, because I don't think they would have kept that up after the election. So that kind of took me out of the movie for maybe that one scene, just in a place and time when it was filmed, maybe not the reality of the now when the film comes out. Other than that, I mean, the song Trunks by A$AP Rocky, young felon in the movie, that has been in my head ever since seeing the movie. If that song is not nominated for Best Song for an Oscar, I think there is something wrong with the Academy.
Hold on, you brought up something I'd forgotten about. That train sequence, the money
Yes.
exchange was amazingly edited.
Yes.
I gotta say, for best editing, if this could have a shot, just for that scene alone,
Oh,
with the
absolutely.
train and the parade going and that beautiful music, the Latino thing, and they kept cutting to it. I'm like, oh my God, this is what impresses me most, Spike Lee. Now you see, it's been a while since we've seen this. I love this whole shot. That's about 15, 20 minutes of the movie is this sequence. It's the best part of the whole movie is this shot. Like, editing was just wonderful and seemed very seamless. The money exchange, the bikes, I loved everything about this scene.
Yes.
Like, if this was a short film, this is a scene, you'd give it a 10 out of 10.
I did wonder how this movie would play outside of New York, just because this felt like a very much a love letter to New York, but a fantasy New York, because there is no way that the Puerto Rican Day Parade would be on the same day as a Yankee game against the Red Sox, and that the cops wouldn't know about the Puerto Rican Day Parade or anything like that. So it felt like a very fantasy New York to me.
Well, I will argue, I live in Toronto, as people know. We have everything happens the same day. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sometimes we have a soccer game. We have a big fair every year going on at the same time with a baseball game and a hockey game. Can happen
Okay.
at the same time. So I guess maybe because of where I live, I accepted all that happening at the same time. And unlike New York, we do have plays and things. We don't have the amount of people, obviously, as New York, but if you get to that downtown section and all that gets out at the same time, it is insane.
Okay.
So, because I mean, it looks like in this film and where I live, if a baseball game gets out, there's no like car traffic. They
Okay.
block everything around. So you have to walk to the transit. So it seemed to me it worked for me that way because I'm used to seeing that.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm just saying, I think it's highly possible that could happen. I mean, I'm not saying it normally would happen, but it works for the film. In this world, I accept that. I mean, you're saying it's a love letter to New York. My argument is most of Spike Lee's movies take place in New York, or parts of
True.
it.
True,
So you say it's a
yes.
love letter to New York. I mean, what's Woody Allen then? All his films are love letters to New York for the most part.
Well, yeah, Woody Allen, Martin Scorsese, they're all New York filmmakers. They all
Right,
make
so
New
to
York
me, watching
films.
a film based in New York, it's the world's busiest city, I think, at least in North America. I mean, things happen. I accept that.
Okay. I was just curious to see if it played outside,
It
'cause
played for me.
okay, yeah, I asked my friend who lives in Chicago how it played, and he's like, no, the theater I saw it in, people were, applauding at the, Boston sucks stuff on the train. And so yeah, it plays outside of New York. I was just curious if it did for other
Oh,
people.
just so people know what day this is. Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes, I am.
So are you mad at me right now?
No, not at all.
Because the Jays just clinched today. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for my congratulations because I still haven't heard
Oh,
anything.
well, Yankees are in the playoffs too. They
Yeah,
clinched a
go
playoff, so.
Boston is all I have to say. You guys can hold me to that. Sorry, New York listeners.
All right. Our next movie is Sorry Baby, directed by Eva Victor, starring Eva Victor, Naomi Ackie, Luis Cancelmi and Kelly McCormick. I think it's my turn to go first.
It is.
I was not expecting the movie that I got here. The trailers that I had seen made it seem more a kind of quirky comedy. This it really played as more of a heavy drama to me. I was not expecting spoilers coming out now. I was not expecting the sexual assault aspect of the story, which once it happens, pretty dominates the story going forward. However, I loved it. I thought this movie was beautifully written, beautifully shot, beautifully acted. I really liked everything about this. I think Eva Victor, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name properly. I think she is a filmmaker to watch 100%, and I will be very much looking forward to her next movie, more so than, say, the director of the next movie we're going to talk about.
Listen, I'm sorry to make you know what I'm like. I love these indie films. You know, every year I look to challenge you to find indie films I don't think you've heard of.
I had heard of this one.
Okay, but you know, you knew it was going to be on my list at some point.
Yes.
Because you know what I'm like. I thought this film was, oh my God, amazing.
Yes.
It's been on the festival circuit for a while, and all I've heard from interviewees when I do my interviews is, have I seen Sorry Baby? And I kept saying, no, I haven't seen it yet. And then finally it came on VOD and I got excited. I said, I'm gonna have to finally sit down and watch this. Oh my God, this thing blew me away how good it is.
Yes.
I thought the dialogue was great. I thought, I'm not gonna say the scene's getting rich, but I think they're getting rich by the dialogue, not by the
Okay.
shot selection. I think it's all dialogue here. And all the
And
dialogue to me,
performances.
I'm gonna get, and they
Okay.
feel real. The performances the actor give me, it feels like a real conversation
Yes.
all the time. And I kind of like that. But my favorite part is her relationship with her neighbor. That awkward relationship just, it makes me laugh. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I think that was more of the comedy I saw
Yes.
maybe in the trailers. Yeah, this movie 100% blew me away. I would love for it to get nominated for screenplay at the
Should.
Academy Awards. I'm not sure any of the actors will be nominated, though they
No.
should, but I'm pulling for a screenplay
I
nom.
think we're looking like a Shiva Baby factor here. Like a
Yes, okay.
screenplay Oscar at best. I mean, I have nothing against the acting in this film. I love the acting in this film, but it's the writing. It's so good of
Yes,
the thing.
yes.
You know, that's what gets this thing above. The acting is solid. I enjoy it. They know their lines. They do a good job. But I don't think any of them are outstanding to me.
Fair, that is fair.
Like, none of them are like chemistry. When I saw High and Low, I could tell you Denzel blows me away. But he always blows me away.
Yes,
So
yes.
watching this, I think it is. I mean, the sexual assault just blew me. What the hell? And then they said that, oh, there's nothing we can do. I'm like, really? Like,
Yeah.
where did that come from? Oh, okay. Spoiler story, guys, but I just think this film is phenomenal. I think people should see
Yes.
it. And I don't think it's going to be good for a rewatch. I think it's just a one-time film. You just watch it, and you're like, oh, wow, that was great, and you move on. It could be this year's Little Miss Sunshine.
It could. I liked your comparison to Shiva Baby.
I think it's more of a Shiva Baby movie because, I mean, that's a very. But these are the movies I look for. Doug will even tell you, this is what I like in a film. This is what I look for in a film.
Yeah, I
So,
watched
yeah,
Shiva Baby for the first time this year,
yeah,
so
I
I
love
think
that
that's an
film.
apt comparison.
Yeah, well, I love that film, as you know.
Yes.
So, looking thing, yeah, I want to see more from this director. I'd like to see her expand her shot selection a little bit more. I thought everything was very contained. through most of the film. Do you know
Yes.
what I mean? She could organize everything in her head. She could shoot it easily. I mean, it works for the film, don't get me wrong, but I really don't think there's more to it than that. More to it than just do the dialogue, do the scene, move on. But it
Yes.
works. But that's why I think, agree with you. It's only going to get a screenplay nod, not get anything more than that. But the film was wonderful.
I think this might have been her directorial debut. I'll be honest, I did not really do research. I don't know if she's done shorts or anything
I
before
have no
this.
idea. I just, like I said, heard
But
good word
yeah.
of mouth about it and decided to watch it
All
and
right.
loved it.
All right. That'll bring us on to our next movie, The Materialists, directed by Salim Song, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. I think it's your turn to go first here.
I love Celine Song's first film. I
Past
gotta
lives.
say, Past Life, I loved more than you did.
Yes.
Think it might have made my top 10 list. It was close. Looking forward to this. I'm really bored. I thought it was a bit of a mess. I felt it was missing something, and I don't know what it is. Because I watched Story Babe and Materialist like almost right after one another.
Okay.
Either I watched Material. No, I think I watched Story Baby first, then I watched Material. And it was just such a letdown to get to this. Because I was looking for a back-to-back excellent films. I think the problem is Dakota Johnson. She's
Okay.
average. She's always average. I'm going to relate this to Splitsville. I just watched it. She does nothing wrong. She just does nothing good.
Okay.
Because I'm going to compare this to Story Baby. This just seems muddled to me, this film. It doesn't seem to really have a direction. Maybe because the lead character doesn't have much of a direction, so we don't get much of a direction from her. I
Okay.
find by the end, I'm just like, how do you make Pedro Pascal boring? Well, they did it.
Yeah.
He put me to sleep too. Chris Evans is not interesting, but I think I've come to a point with Chris Evans, I've discovered he's not interesting. I've
I think
never found
he.
him. He rises above anything. He's basically the same level as Dakota Johnson. Average.
See, I had this discussion with my girlfriend Kate. We watched this movie together about Chris
And she should
Evans.
be here for her opinion, but she's too busy on Letterboxd filling things out, I think.
We had the same discussion about Chris. I think I'm a bigger Chris Evans fan than her or you.
Why? Why? What is so good about Chris Evans in this film that you think he's so good?
I never said this film, but I think he has given
What?
performances.
What? Tell me what it is. And if we're going with a Marvel movie, I'm not counting that. Sorry, that's
No,
an
I'm not.
ensemble cast. Okay, let's hear it.
Knives Out, he's fantastic in
He's
Knives Out.
solid, but again, that's Rian Johnson, such a good director, and he wrote such a good script. Chris Evans is not
Yes.
better than that script, does not elevate that script in any way.
I'm
He
not
just
saying
has
he
very
elevates the
nice
script,
cardigans
but I
and
think
very nice sweaters. You're
I
just
think
in
he
love
was
with
very
Chris Evans sweaters. I know what it is.
well, yes, I mean when he wears those tight sweaters, how could you not
Yes,
love him?
I think that's it with you.
I saw him on Broadway in a show,
Okay.
Lobby Hero. I think he was very good in that. Again, it was more an ensemble piece. He was outshined by Michael Cera and Brian Tyree Henry, who were both also
Really?
in it. Yes.
Okay, so you're agreeing with me then. You're saying he's getting outshined on Broadway.
But I'm not saying he's not good. I
I'm
like
not
him.
saying
I
he's
think
not
he's
good.
good.
I'm just saying he's average. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's a bit above average. If
So is
comparing
Dakota
him,
Johnson then in the same level as he is?
no, I think he's better than Dakota Johnson.
Fair enough.
I think he can have chemistry with co-stars where Dakota Johnson can't. I never see chemistry between Dakota Johnson and her co-stars, especially in this movie where you have Pedro Pascal, who can have chemistry with a piece of paper, who can, he is so magnetic, so wonderful to watch. But here against Dakota Johnson, like you said, they make him boring. And I think that is you put the blame on Dakota Johnson.
I do.
I'm kind of putting the blame on Celine Song for this one.
So I accept that too.
I think the script is pretty poor,
It's
and
dull.
the direction is
Non-existent.
pretty much non-existent.
I agree with that.
I did not like this movie at all. I don't want to say it didn't make sense, but
It made sense, it just didn't go
where
anywhere.
Highest to Lowest was a New York fantasy thriller, this was more a New York fantasy romance where according to Kate, the bag that she walked around with in the beginning, opening credits, that bag cost more than 2 months of her rent in what she was saying. So this is all fantasy about how you could live in New York and be quote unquote broke. No, the apartment she was in, the clothes she wore, she would have need to have a way bigger salary than what she was getting at this place. It was all a fantasy. It didn't work. It made Pedro Pascal uncharming, which is incredible to me. That is a feat I have not seen anybody do. I really did not like this movie. I think I gave it 1.5 stars.
I might have given the same. I honestly do not remember.
Okay. All right. So now we're going on to our Vincent Minnelli movie. Are you ready? For Madame Bovary, directed by Vincent Minnelli, starring Jennifer Jones, Van Heflin, Louis Jordan, and Christopher Kent.
Oh,
I think
I have to. Oh, good. Go ahead.
it's my turn to go first. I didn't love this movie.
I'm not surprised.
I think it's been a common occurrence here with Vincent Minnelli movies. I have not been taken by them, so to speak, but I kind of enjoyed the opening where it's the trial of the book Madame Bovary or the author having to defend his work.
That's
And
correct.
then
Or at
we
the
get
beginning.
into the story. I enjoyed that aspect a bit. But the story itself was just, to me, overly melodramatic. The highs and lows of having an affair ending in a suicide, it was just way too melodramatic for me. I maybe it has something to do with it being an older film. I was looking for something more subtle. I don't know, but we could get subtle from films of the 40s and 50s. This just wasn't it. I think I ended up giving it 2 stars, maybe. I don't remember.
I think you're nicer than I was. Oh my God, this was painful. I'm like, is this 2 hours? You're kidding me. After 20 minutes, I could have turned this off and changed movies. I just was bored out of my skull. I do not like Jennifer Jones. I know I don't like Jennifer
Okay.
Jones. She adds nothing to any movie I've ever seen other than yawning. As soon as she hits
Okay.
the screen, I'm just like, oh, it's Jennifer Jones. Wow. She's
Okay.
so not interesting. Oh, wow, Jennifer, let's do the same scene like we did the last 10 scenes. With this stupid look and the little smile and some bad dialogue that she just cannot speak. But after I trashed Jennifer Jones for another 5 minutes, which I will not, I did like the dance number. You know when they first show up and they have that
Okay.
big dance number? I gotta say that was well
Yes.
shot. I did enjoy that.
I think that got an Oscar nomination, the
It should have.
dance
This is a
scene.
beautiful dance number shot.
I
But the
forget
rest of the time, Minnelli,
what
can you pick a
exactly
different shot
for.
selection? He picks the same shot selection every scene. I'm like, oh my God, I just saw this scene. Jennifer Jones is gonna do exactly the same thing. Her husband has got to be beyond boring actor. He does nothing. got the same stupid look on his face continuously throughout the film. Absolutely. Manelli, I thought you were supposed to be good. So far, you've disappointed me. This has got to be, this is getting worse. I almost
Yes.
called you and said, emailed you and said, look, I got to change movies. We got to go in a different direction. I don't know if I can
Okay.
make it through much more of this garbage. This movie's utterly awful.
Yes, I just looked it up. It got an Academy Award nomination for art direction and set decoration. That was
And it
one
didn't win, I'm
award
sure,
back in
because
the
it was
50s.
bleh.
No.
I gave it a 1.5 and telling people, do not watch this. I've seen this movie before, other adaptations done better.
Oh,
And this
yes.
one is just utter garbage. Like, I
Yeah.
hope this Minelli marathon gets better, but it doesn't. I'm going to have to bail. Because I'm
I
hoping
would
he
not blame you.
gets away from the adaptations. Like, I would like to see him try something on his own, like when we had Bells or that one with Katharine Hepburn. At least I felt it was something different.
I like the Katharine Hepburn one, and what was it? The clock, the big
The
clock.
Clocks, yes, which
Yeah.
was something different. I'm like,
Our next movie is.
oh, we're not done?
Do you have more to say about Madame Bovary?
No, it was terrible. Don't ever
Okay,
watch
then.
it.
All right, then I'm ready to move on. It's The Man Who Knew Too Much, the 1934 version,
Oh, yes.
directed by Alfred Hitchcock, starring Leslie Banks, Edna Best, Peter Lorre, Nova Pilbeam. I think it's my turn. I'll be honest, I was more familiar with the re
James
not
Stewart.
remake, but yeah, the Jimmy Stewart
Yeah,
version
it is a
of The
remake.
Man Who Knew
Nope,
Too
that is a
Much.
remake.
Okay. See, I don't know if it's really a remake or a reimagining because it's the same director, but we'll go with remake.
I'd go with remake because it's almost a remake, just different.
I enjoyed the hell out of this, though. I love Alfred Hitchcock. The man knows how to direct suspense. Even like the tennis match in the beginning, it's he's an amazing visual director, and he knows the tension. And you gotta love Peter Lorre. Anytime he shows up, I think he is an actor that adds to the movie, no matter how small the scene, be it like in Casablanca, where he has really small role, or this, where he turns out to be the big bad guy in the film. Peter Lorre is fantastic. Hitchcock is great. And I love this time in Hitchcock's career, like the 30s and 40s, before he became huge, before he started working with actors like Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant. I love this early Hitchcock, the 39 Steps, stuff like that, just his real suspense thrillers. This was fun. I think I gave this 4 out of 5, I think.
Oh, what a different experience. I tried twice to make it. I fell asleep both times.
Really?
On my
Okay.
third attempt, I actually finished it. I found it very slow.
Okay.
I
Okay.
do get, I just want people to know, I only have about four Hitchcock movies left, maybe less than that. So, and this was
Okay.
one of them, and I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't do it. I honestly did not enjoy this.
Okay,
I
that's fair.
tried so hard to like it, but it was just so slow. I love
Okay.
the remake. This, I'm just like, oh.
There
God,
are
what a waste of
very
Peter. Oh,
few Hitchcock films, I would say, that I'm not a fan of.
have you seen Juno and the Peacock?
I have not seen that.
I will not wish that upon anyone. Just Juno
Okay.
and the Peacock. It was terrible. I tried hard to get into it. I thought the characters were well done. It was well shot. It just didn't work for me. I found it too slow. I fell asleep twice watching it. I tried two different times.
Okay.
On the third time, I finally finished it. I'm like, I just don't care anymore.
That's fair. That's
And
fair.
I have to apologize. I think it was well directed. It was well acted. It was just too slowly paced for me.
Okay.
And it just, I don't like slow movies, as you know.
Yes.
Every once in a while I
Yes.
do. So that's my biggest problem. I wish I could tell you more, but there's really nothing more I have to add. It just did
Yeah.
nothing for me. It's a Hitchcock movie.
Okay.
I think I gave it a 1.5.
Wow. Okay.
I was so bored.
Okay. Maybe you'll have more to say about our next film,
I
The
hope so.
Cincinnati Kid, directed by
I
Norman
do.
Jewison, starring Steve McQueen, Edward G. Robinson, Anne Margaret, Carl Malden, Tuesday Weld. Your turn to go first, but before you do, I just want to say, for some reason in my head, I thought this was a movie about pool, like The Hustler
Hold on.
or Color of Money. I was
Wait
not
a second.
expecting.
We
Yes.
may not have anything to say about this because I watched a different movie than you did.
Oh no.
Is this the racing movie?
No, I thought I had picked Cincinnati Kid, the one
No, you
about
didn't. You picked something
poker.
else. So I have no comment on
Oh.
Cincinnati because I did not watch Cincinnati Kid.
Oh damn. Okay.
I thought you picked, oh God, we watched totally different movies. I watched the Steve McQueen movie. He's only in it for like 2 seconds.
Oh wow. Okay.
Oh my God, I wish I watched this one. No, because I thought you were going to pick Cincinnati Kid.
I
So,
thought I had.
you
I
know, we're going to have to
apologize.
pass on this till next one.
Okay.
Because I can tell you what I watched, because it was not Cincinnati Kid. I'm like, Cincinnati Kid? I didn't watch this.
Okay.
I wanted to watch this one. Hold on, I'll tell you what I watched. Hold on, this is too funny. Yeah, this is another one. Okay, we'll have to attack on this. What did I know? Because I watched the one with Steve McQueen's an extra in. Because that's the one I thought you picked. Dixie Dynamite, I watched.
Wow, okay. I
Because I have
apologize.
written down Dixie Dynamite you picked, and you picked Cincinnati Kid. So,
Yes.
people, we're going to have to add skip Cincinnati Kid this week. And we'll just add it to Doug's list for the next one.
Okay.
I apologize. Doug, hang on.
No
I have a
worries.
great idea. What new movies have you seen? We'll just add it in here.
I'll be perfectly honest. This afternoon, I went to go see One Battle After Another.
Great. Let's do one bottle of forever. I just watched it yesterday.
Okay.
So, people, we're going to take a real swing because me and I watched
Yes.
Dixie the Kid. Doug watched Cincinnati Kid, which I've been dying to see, so I would have watched it. So
Okay.
let's do one battle after another. We're going to take one off Doug's list because I know it was on his next list.
Yes.
And we'll just do it right now. And it's fresh in my mind because it was the second last movie I watched.
Okay.
Let's go. Who's
I
De
th
Niro?
your
No, it's
turn
De
to go
Niro.
first. DiCaprio, Sean
DiCaprio.
Penn,
Sean Penn, the black woman. I apologize, I don't know her name.
Regina Hall. The daughter is played by
That's what I'm
Chase
saying.
Infinity.
That's what I'm looking for, that name, Chase Infinity. Okay.
Benicio del Toro.
And Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yes.
Okay, 2.5 hours. Now, I got to give this film
Yes.
credit. The first half an hour, I'm kind of like, I say do it anything for me. Nothing in the first half an hour. I mean, it's typical. I know what's going on. I'm like, this is not doing anything for me. And then it slowly builds nicely. Once we get through that first 40 minutes, which I think was a little bit of a slog for me, this movie just
Okay.
flows beautifully. I love the rest of this film. As soon as a certain thing happens, I mean, something happens to a major character in this film. You know where I'm going.
Yes. Yes.
And that after everything at that, after that, I loved it. Everything after was great. Enjoyed all of it. Sean Penn just shows me what a great actor he is again in this.
Yes.
I really
Yes.
enjoy him. I love the daughter. She was wonderful. Regina Hall was always good. You can't go wrong there. My issue is with Leo.
Okay.
Does nothing for me in this film. Like, I was kind of disappointed in his acting. Like, usually he
Really? Okay.
brings something different, and I just felt he was being Leo. I'm like, give me something, Leo. Give me the Wolf of Wall Street, Leo. Give me Revenant, Leo. No, I'm just gonna do this, Leo. And without Paul Thomas Anderson doing a beautiful third act, absolutely wonderfully directed, and Del Toro taking Leo's average in this one, which I hate to say Leo's average, but I love Leo. Blew me away, Del Toro, in this last little part. All the Del Toro scenes were fantastic. The daughter was fantastic. And I love this film. Like the last little bit, I gave it a 3.5, a solid 7, because I didn't enjoy the beginning that much. And that's where I'm going with this. I mean, Paul Thomas Anderson, I you never know what you're going to get. It's the biggest problem with me with him. Sometimes I love his films. Sometimes I hate his films.
That's
He's
fair.
kind of like Spike Lee with me. I have a love-hate relationship with him
I
too.
I'm that way with David Fincher. David
Oh,
Fincher.
no wrong with me. Me and Fincher are like buds.
I absolutely love this movie. I did not have the problem with Leo that you did.
But do you
I
see
like
where I'm getting it from?
kind of, but not really, because to me, this is Leo. I'm used to seeing Leo, and I guess he hasn't been doing it recently, but I'm used to seeing an overly confident Leo, a Leo who can take charge. But I think with this and Killers of the Flower Moon, the last two movies he did, he really isn't that confident person. He's acting against type. I kind of saw him in this movie as a little bit out of shape, definitely took too much drugs, couldn't
Well, he
remember the
says that
passwords.
he could not remember the password.
So I saw this as really going against type for him, and I really enjoyed it. For me, though, I mean, Sean Penn, I'm gonna say right now he's winning his third Oscar for this movie. I think he will win supporting actor this year. I haven't seen another supporting performance this year that is as good as Sean Penn, and I'm not sure I'm gonna see one that coming up in the next few months. I think Sean Penn right now is my lock for supporting actor.
Ooh, that's a hot take, Duck.
It is a hot take, I will admit that. I also
Wow.
love the script for this movie because I had no idea what was happening one scene to the next. This is a pretty big spoiler. I'm not sure I should say it
Well,
because
this
this is
movie's
a
only 3 days
brand-new movie.
old.
Yeah. There is a twist with Sean Penn's character.
Yeah, and I can't believe they bought it.
I'm thinking about where the group he would like to join.
That's where
The
I'm with.
I
Yes.
was not expecting that at all. And aside from just being extremely I don't know how to say this without spoiling, so I will spoil in 3, 2, 1. They are incredibly racist. I also got a big satanic cult out of it when they're all
So
saying Hail Santa. I don't know, it made me laugh so hard in the theater. Okay, and that's it. I won't mention that again. It just surprised me. I loved it. It was something I was not expecting. Spoilers over. You can come back and listen now. I just love this movie. Like you said, Benicio del Toro in all of his scenes when he's getting pulled over for drunk driving, I thought that was amazing. He's like, "Yeah, I've had a few." And I had a few what? Oh, a few beers, you know, just a few little ones. He was amazing in this movie.
so good. I do have a, there's a certain resistance group they do run into at one point. I wish they did a little bit more than go over and play dead. And I try not to spoil this, people, because it's literally 3 days old. So I'm trying to be good. I think this movie's worth watching. I do agree with Sean Penn will get an Oscar nod. I 100% give it to you. And I. don't know what to say other than that. I mean, it's a solid film. Please watch it. But I think Denzel will get one for High and Low too.
I will say though,
So you'd
Paul
vote Sean
Thomas
Penn
Anderson.
over, you'd vote Sean Penn over Denzel?
Well, Denzel, I would put in lead
Sean Penn by supporting.
for supporting, I would say Jeffrey Wright. I loved both performances, but I think I would say Sean Penn over Jeffrey Wright for supporting.
I think you're right.
And I just want to say, Paul Thomas Anderson, not a director I would associate with an action film. He directed a hell of a car chase scene at the end of this
So
movie.
good.
He did, that was done so much better than action directors have done.
Hold on.
It
I
was
think Spike does a
amazing.
better job in High and Low.
Okay. I will disagree with you. I think the car
Wow.
chase with the three cars at the end of one battle after another, I liked that a little better than the chase scene in Highest to Lowest.
Not a
But
chance. That
just a
was
little,
just
just a little.
so amazingly directed, I low.
Yes.
There you go, people. That we just gave you a big curveball because I thought we were doing Dixie Dynamite. And Doug thinks we're doing Cincinnati. So I will watch Cincinnati Kid for a
Okay,
couple
and that will
episodes
be
from
in the
now.
next episode.
Yes, we'll rectify it there because I just took Doug, one of Doug's movies.
All
That'll
right.
make
Do
Doug happy. You can just add an extra movie. You can just do nine next show. Doug still have his eight.
you...
Don't worry, Kate. I didn't take the movie. See, I'm giving it back to him.
It's fine.
But Kate will come after me.
Do you have anything else to say about One Battle After Another,
Go see
or
it. It's a
yes?
long 2.5 hours, but that's. I really enjoy the Del Toro scene where they're coming in. He's going, everybody go. Let's go. Time to go. Move, move, move. And I thought the skateboarders would play a little bit more than they did.
Yes.
Like, there are some aspects of this I wish played out more. You know what I mean? Like, the people in the Resistance I wanted to see more from, the skateboarders I wanted to see. There's just little minor
Okay.
things I think could have been built on a little bit more.
Yes. And I
The...
will say, Chase Infinity, this was her first role in a
Oh,
film.
excellent. Excellent.
She was amazing. I think she has a great career ahead of her.
I hope so.
Yes. All right. Now we're down to our last movie, Edge of Darkness, directed by Lewis Milestone,
I did see this one.
starring Errol Flynn, Anne Sheridan, and Walter Huston. Is it my turn? Yeah, it's my turn to go first. I am such a sucker for movies sometimes. I'm going to jump right to the end here. When they're out in the square digging their graves, and all of a sudden the townsfolk, the singing starts, and the townsfolk come out and they're armed and they're saving the resistance. I'll admit, I teared up watching that. I thought that was a wonderful moment. I really like this movie. I movies can hit me sometimes, and that scene in particular made me cry. I just love the whole idea of a small group resisting a fascistic government. Gee, I wonder why with what's going on in America right now. But it really hit me. I really like this movie. I'm also a big fan of Walter Huston, so whenever he's in something, I think he's worth watching. And this movie, I really enjoyed this. I think I gave it 4 out of 5.
Holy crap, you really like this show.
Yeah.
Okay, a little backstory that Doug doesn't know. This is one of those DVDs I picked up at a garage sale and had a bunch of Errol Flynn. I'm a huge Errol Flynn fan.
Okay.
So when we're done, Steve McQueen, expect more Errol Flynn. I'm just being honest with people that I'm going to finish off all my Errol Flynn movies I haven't seen. I thought the first 40 minutes were a little slow for me, but
Okay.
I understand they were building. I get it. I do find their Norwegian accents were non-existent. Not that I would know what a Norwegian accent sounds like, but I'm sure it wasn't Errol Flynn's.
No, but when you have Errol Flynn, you just let him do Errol Flynn.
Which he did do.
Yes.
I did enjoy the last half of this film. I think when it finally gets moving, it's excellent. I enjoyed everything about it. I thought it was a typical World War II film from this time period. I mean, you're just watching this for an Errol Flynn filler, I think. Like, I don't think you're going to get a lot out of it. I don't think the action was anything good. I enjoyed it, but I don't think it's amazing. I
No,
mean, if you're an Errol Flynn completist,
but
I think you can enjoy this film. But if you're not, you just like general war films, you might get something out of it. I think there's better options to watch, like
fair,
Paths of
but
Glory, I'd put ahead of this.
well, those are also classics. This one
Right, but this
is
could have
one
been a
that
classic if it was good.
I admit I had never heard of this one, so this was, and I love the cast. I love, Errol Flynn, and like I said, Walter Huston, I love. So this was a movie that had passed me by, and like I said, that scene where the village comes to their rescue, that just, I loved it. That just filled me with happiness.
Well, I did watch. I mean, Doug, you did get to choose this movie. I gave you five options on the Errol Flynn War Collection, is where
Yes.
this comes from. So you picked it, so I watched it. And there's still four more Errol Flynn War movies you get to choose from.
Okay.
So the box says five. That's our last film, is it not?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Did you buy anything, Doug?
I don't have anything. Well, I have one thing in front of me.
Didn't buy anything in Ireland, not one thing.
Not a movie, no.
Well, what did you buy then? We're going to go this way today.
I bought a t-shirt at the Guinness storehouse.
Don't see that in video, people, so it could have bought it.
Nope, I got a what did I get? I got a magnet from the Jameson distillery that I
Oh, look
have
at
on
this
my
guy. He's just
refrigerator.
been drinking for a full week.
Oh yeah, I love Jameson now, so those are about really the souvenirs that I got. I didn't really get many souvenirs. I just went for the
Now,
experience.
we did go to North Carolina, which you did bring up
Yes.
earlier in the show. Did you eat out anything I would recognize in North Carolina, or did your lovely mom just cook for you for the week?
No, Kate came down with me. This was the first time Kate spent time with my family. She met my brother and sister-in-law and their kids. We took my mom to North Carolina Barbecue, to a restaurant called The Pit, which was excellent food. Just the servings were massive.
Oh, so it sounds like I would like it.
Yes. No, it was very good, and a lot of it. So I would recommend The Pit in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, well, I did buy stuff because I'm allowed out of the house occasionally.
Oh, I didn't.
So,
I also did. I Day Trippers from Criterion.
don't
I
know if
got
I've ever
that.
seen
Just
that.
it's Greg Mottola, the guy
Yeah.
who directed, what is it, Superbad,
No, I haven't
amongst
seen
other
it.
things.
So I went to my local bookstore. It's like a Christian-run bookstore, but they do have DVDs.
Okay.
So I show up and it has a guy in a Megadeth shirt. I'm like, oh, I guess the guy's waiting. They go, oh, he goes going in. He goes, yeah. And he comes in. I didn't know he was running the place. So I had a lovely conversation with him. So I did pick up Stigmata. These all cost me a dollar. So people ask
Okay.
me,
I
I
think I
picked
saw
that
that
up.
when it first came
I
out.
think I don't think I've ever seen it. So, of course, I got one of these 3-disc things I love with Born to Win with De Niro, which I've never seen, and Nick Nolte, Death's the Thing. I have seen Gold with Roger
Okay.
Moore. A David Niven film I've never seen, and something called Dark Stranger. So this
Never
is
heard of it.
Thin Line and Dark Stranger. I don't know. These might get on the show. You never know if I'm bored. Something I do love picking up are like these festival collection things. This film called Spare Part. I've never heard of this. It's got like nobody in it. So I think it's just, you pay like buy it from the director. But it's not signed or anything. But I don't even know. It's a Canadian production. It's Mongol Pictures. So they've released a lot of
Okay.
Canadian films. So I don't know after I see it. It says Yeah, distributed in Canada exclusively. So I don't think this may have got even to the States. So I found that for a dollar. And I don't know if I've ever seen this. I'll be there. It's Craig Ferguson. I don't remember Craig Ferguson ever being an actor.
I remember he was in one movie that we did. I think
Yes.
Emma Thompson was
Right,
in
but this
it.
is like
Yeah.
19 2003. So I might have seen this or not. I don't know. I was went with my daughter and I was walking. They had a discount bin today and this was a dollar. So I said, if I've already seen it, it's only a dollar. I don't care. It's because I'll be there. But the Creme de la Creme movie, which I've been holding out on,
Oh, yes.
Freshman Fall with DJ from Full House and Saved by the Bell, Mark Gosselaar. This is tomorrow night must watch since the Jays
Okay.
have clinched. I have a whole week of no baseball and I have a football game at 8 o'clock, so and I have nothing else to do because I can't seem to get to go to work because they keep putting me on strike. So I guess that's it, people. We're finally done till me and Doug watch the same movie if they make
Yes.
it.
We will eventually watch it.
Thank you and have a good
Eventually.
night.